This is Phoenix FM.
Now, it's just coming up to 11.02 and I'm delighted to be joined in the studio by Grandmother Corn. Their third album, Don't Look Back, has just been released on vinyl, and the band hail from Helsinki and they're currently on tour in the UK. We've got Tio on guitar and vocals, Pan on harmonica, Max on guitar, Rasmus on bass and Henry on snare drum. So good morning, boys!
Yeah, good morning.
Hi. Hey! That's better than it was earlier when I tried. You're on a tour at the moment, but before we talk about the tour and also the album, you've been together since 2015.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So were you all in different bands, or how did you all get together with this one?
Well, actually, me and Rasmus were the first members in this group, and we were in the same school. And then Henry I knew from a long time ago. And then Pan and Max are my brothers, so that's what we've been playing like forever.
Yeah. Do you know what I was going to say? You look alike, but I didn't want to say anything in case we're not related. Yeah. So have you got any more brothers, or are they all in the band?
No, yeah, everybody's in the band.
All right, yeah. Just checking. No sisters going to be joining up. No. Now the name Grandmother Corn.
Yeah.
Where does it come from? Because it normally takes bands a long time to think up a band name.
Well, yeah, I think this one didn't take too long. I was sitting at the breakfast table and. Just thinking how much I like corn, and I felt like a grandmother, so I think that's about it.
And did they all go, yeah, that's good, that's a good name?
Well, I guess they weren't saying that at the beginning, but it was sort of like this dictatorship there. Yeah. So, yeah.
You do need it when you've got a few people in the band, there has to be. Who's the leader in the band? There we go.
Well, yeah.
You've got to have somebody that drives it, who says yes and no, otherwise it never works. So describe your sound and also the influences that you've brought into the band.
Well, I think it's sort of like a funky garage rock with this sort of like a retro pop feel. I think like we listen to a lot of Beatles, the Kinks and this sort of stuff, and then Jimi Hendrix and Bob Dylan and these sort of people also influence us like hugely. So there's loads of also like soul music there. But I think like many of these early like British rock bands are really like a huge influence on us.
What's Helsinki like for music?
It's quite good, yeah. But the thing in Finland is that mostly people are doing music in Finnish. So that's why we are trying to do as much as we can outside Finland as well.
So you do gig over there quite a lot as well?
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to be talking about where you're gigging a little bit later on.
Oh,
so
great.
let's have a song, because I want to try and get in as many songs, maybe two or possibly three. I'm looking at the band, hopefully. So tell us about the first song you're going to do and what album it's from.
Well, actually, this is one called Up to the Moon, and this is a song that we just released from the upcoming album. And, so...
A perfect size for me. I say with a smile, she nods and agrees, till she walk right in. All my days look so dim. Now that I can hold her tight, mountains reach higher heights, and as they grow, they leave the pollution behind. That's how I feel for you. But I'm feeling hungry again. Remember when you spilled the tea and it left a stain, till you made me laugh. I had never laughed like that. And now that I can hold you tight, you know I reach higher heights. And as I go, I leave the worries behind. That's how I feel for you. Cross my heart, I do, that's how I feel for you. to the moon.
Thank you. Oh, that was brilliant and really hooky. Isn't it?
Thank you, Rog.
Because I was going to join in. I'm sure Gary was as well, who's sitting behind me.
Because
you must get that when you do original material, when you're gigging, you must get people that suddenly start joining in with songs.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's really nice.
Especially like outside Finland, like people into the...
Yeah.
What are the lyrics in Finnish for that song? How does it...
Well, I think it would sound quite weird, but I think nobody would say it in Finnish.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if anybody would say it in English either, but in Finnish it would be... the name would be Ylöskuuhun. So that would be... Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a language that I'm never going to attempt. It's difficult. Yeah. You know what us Brits are like? We're hopeless at speaking anything normally but English. Now, writing, songwriting process.
Yeah.
Do you sit and play guitar and come up with the songs, or do you write lyrics first, or do you go down with the band and go?
It depends. Actually, that like the song that we just played, that's a bit different because that's a one that just came to my head like everything, and it was just because sometimes when you get something into your head, you will forget it before you get to the guitar or get to write it down. But that just stayed in my head like for a couple of days. I was actually visiting London, then I didn't have a guitar with me, and then it was just staying in my head until I came back to Finland. So that was quite strange. But that's like the only time that has happened. Usually it's just that I write down lyrics, and then when I'm at my house or something like that, I will just pick up the guitar and play something that I think would fit those lyrics. So usually it starts with the lyric, and then afterwards I will add the chords.
Yeah, and then when you go down to the band, you sort of say to the band, this is what it is, add what you think goes in, or do you have an idea?
Usually it's just that I start to play it, and then everybody just starts to play on it like the way they play, and usually it's just that's about it. Sometimes there is something like, we could, together we could figure out something here, like for this middle part or something like that. But usually it's just like everybody comes up with the stuff like quite right away. It's really a collaboration because sometimes people will, like, some of the band members will say that, that part doesn't work, and they will take it off. So it's really like we are really arranging it together.
Now, I have to ask, do you all help the drummer at the end of the night when he's got to pack away his drums?
Well, unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, good. Yeah. That deserves a round of applause, because most of the time they never get that in a band. I just want to make sure they're looking after you, over there. You're not left there on your own. Now, writing lyrics, I always ask bands this, solo artists, what is the lyric that you wrote and you went, my God, that's a blasted good lyric, that is excellent?
As whole, like, as a piece, I think the title song of the upcoming album, which is Don't Look Back, I think that's the one that I'm most proud of. And yeah, I wrote it like a couple of years ago, but I still think it's the best one for me. But so that's as a whole, that's the thing I'm most proud of.
Excellent. Now we're going to have another song. So tell us about the next tune you're going to do.
Well, actually, this is one that also has some of my favorite lyrics of our own songs. And this is called Hop on a Cloud, and this was also released as a single from the...
I love this one. This is a great number.
Oh, thank you. Sort of it starts to feel like all of these songs are like this sort of like a astronomy weather songs, but just these two.
If I found my fountain pen, I would hold on to it till I lose it again. Then I could make all kinds of promises to myself, but always keep it on top of the shelf. Tuesday I left my plate under an orange tree. Mother Nature kept me under her feet with a trick that still amuses me. She decorated my food with a fruit and a leaf. Hop on cloud, baby, and come on rain down on me. Hop on a cloud, baby, come back to me. I studied the currents and I studied the moon. Ain't no wind gonna carry me to you. But oh baby, if only you could jump on a cloud and fly the ocean's blue. Hop on cloud, baby, and come on rain down on me. Hop on a cloud, baby, come back to me. Hop on cloud, baby, and come on rain down on me. Hop on a cloud, baby.
Amazing. I love that. That's again really, really hooky, really hooky song.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're right. Good hooks. I'll be like this. What is the song, if out of any song that you've ever heard, do you wish that you had written?
Oh, well, yeah, I was just thinking about this, and I think there are like two songs that I really think I would have wished I had written. One of them is Van Morrison's Madame George. And then other one is by Kinks. It's called Village Green, which I think is quite perfect song. So, yeah.
Yeah, those two. What's the average age of the band? How old are you? 20, 22?
Around 20, yeah.
Yeah.
Pan is the oldest. He's 25.
You're 25?
Yeah.
Wow.
He looks like he's 16.
You do look like you're 16.
Yeah.
That won't last forever, trust me. And you've already had two albums out. You've had Ballroom Cuts in 2017.
Yeah.
Is it Daphne?
Yeah, Daphne. Yeah.
In 2018. So you write and write and write. This new album, Don't Look Back, has just been released on vinyl.
Well, yeah, it's in this sort of like a pre-order state at the moment.
Right, okay.
So, yeah, the vinyl will be like physically out. It will be in December, I think.
Right, okay.
And then the album will be in Spotify at the end of November.
Mm. What are your feelings towards releasing music? Because whenever I have bands in, I always say to people out there, it's so important to buy music, because otherwise bands just can't, you just can't do it. You just can't go out and tour and do anything. So what do you think about Spotify and, you know, it's sort of, I know you do it because you love the music, but you also want to try and make a living.
Well, that's actually a really good question. I think, because the main thing for us, the main concern is that the albums are good. So that's like the first thing for us. But of course, we'd like love people to buy the album, like as vinyl, because the physical release is so much more than the streaming release.
Yeah.
Because then you will have like the album will feel more like a fuller experience, mm-hmm. and you have the album art and so on.
Yeah.
But I think. Spotify is, I think it's something that's quite necessary at the moment. So I think it's okay.
Yeah.
At least if it doesn't get worse, then it is. It's okay. But
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think for us, the Spotify album and like the vinyl, they don't compete with like each other. Because like we're really thinking the art in this LP and like which songs are in which side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I was going to say that because when you actually buy a physical copy of an album, the artist has put down the song they want you to hear first, and it isn't just, you don't just throw songs onto an album.
Yeah.
Got songs that have gone in order, haven't you?
Yeah.
You
yeah,
how long did it take
yeah.
you to get the flow of that right?
That's actually like the most difficult part.
Yeah, yeah, that's something yeah. that we think about a lot. I think we had like at least like 10 sketches of that, like the running order
yeah.
for the album, like during the autumn. I think that's something that we really spent time on thinking about, like which song would open the B side or which one would end the A side and so on.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a really important thing for us.
Yeah.
And of course, but also at the same time, we are of course thinking about it in a way that it also works in Spotify, like when people are listening without these sort of breaks of having to change the side. So yeah, but it has to work in like both ways.
Who did the artwork for the vinyl?
Well, we have this person who has done like all of the covers for the previous albums and the singles, and she did this one again.
Yeah, Venla Ekeboom.
Is her name? Yeah,
oh, right.
She was studying in Slade, the Fine Art Academy in
London.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
So we always like, she's always doing our art.
Yeah. Yeah.
Our albums and singles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Well done. Good. Well, I won't try and pronounce the name because obviously it will go wrong, but there
yeah.
we go. Did you record it here or was it over in Helsinki, or have you kind of recorded it all over the place?
Well, it was in Helsinki in a couple of studios.
Yeah.
And the whole album is recorded like on tape.
You mean like proper MTR90 tape? You mean analog?
Yeah, analog tape. Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
that's something that we are really into.
Yeah.
And of course, because like most of our favorite albums, or actually maybe all of them, were recorded on tape. So, and when you see those pictures of like people going around these like tape machines and so on, so
yeah.
that's something that has always been like a big thing for us. So that's why we also do it on tape. And of course, the sound is a bit different. Yeah, it's more like warmer. And I think the difference is a bit the same like with the using film or like digital camera. I think
yeah.
that's like the same thing. Like the colors are better
yeah.
in the film. So I think that's the same sort of thing. So like the colors in music are just much more in there with the tape. And I think also the thing is that because you have to work in a little bit different way, because you only have like certain amount of tracks and you can't keep stuff. You have to always erase them if you want to try them again.
Yeah.
So that's something also that affects the process. And I think for us it's really good
yeah.
because then you don't just play like 15 takes of guitar solo and then like, oh, well, later on we will decide. So yeah, I think then you really have to nail it like first time. So yeah.
Yeah,
some of the tracks were mixed in the studios where they were recorded, but some of them are mixed in different studios.
And who have you worked with on these? Have you used the same producer or has it been different producers on each song?
Well, yeah, it's different people on each song. Like some engineers were working on a couple of songs, but mainly it's like different people. I think we were like choosing people like based on what we thought they could bring to these certain songs. And mainly it's just us producing, and then there is this sort of like a other person as sort of like a supervisor there. But
yeah.
Yeah, and some of the tracks are something that we mix ourselves. I'm actually at the moment studying like mixing in this school in Finland. And then some of the tracks were mixed by somebody else.
It is a skill, isn't it, mixing?
Well, yeah, but it's fun.
Yeah, sometimes I think when you write a song, you have to go away for a couple of weeks and then
yeah.
go back to it because you can
yeah.
end up, you can't hear your own material.
Yeah, that's true.
Clearly.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And actually, we'll be mixing most of the tracks right away after we come back from this tour.
Mm.
And I think it's really, really good because then we don't hear these songs, like the recorded versions, we don't hear them for like a week at least. So then it's really good because then we go to the studio and with the like sort of fresh ears.
Now, the album is called Don't Look Back and you played
yeah.
The title track. You've actually got quite a few songs on here and you do actually write loads of songs, which is great
yeah.
Because you're as you said, you're continually writing. So
oh, yeah.
the album won't be, it's out on vinyl in November.
Yeah.
And then it, towards the end of the year, people will be able to get it on download.
Oh, no, actually, yeah, it will be on Spotify on at the end of November.
Right.
And at the moment, you can order it as a vinyl.
Pre-order,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, pre-order. But the physical vinyl will be out from the pressing, I think, in December.
Now, what do you like best? Do you like recording or do you like gigging?
I think we have have different opinions on this. So maybe
I like live, so
yeah.
better, yeah.
Yeah.
So Max, do you
live or
I think
gigging?
Live. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you?
Live.
Live.
Both.
Right. You can tell your bass player likes because he's moving straight away. Yeah. You must be really animated on stage. Yeah. Or yes, which is good for a bass player because normally they're quite, you know, normally stand back.
I think in a way, a live show is great because then you can just change the lyrics here and there, make it more fun for yourself, and then like try new stuff constantly. But of course, there is this side to studio that I really love. Yeah. So yeah, I can't actually tell. I'm not sure.
Now you're gigging in the UK at the moment. Where are you going to be tonight?
At this place called The Raven near Tower Bridge, and then tomorrow we'll be in Brighton in this place called Idle Hands, and then we'll go back to Sweden and from there back to Finland.
And then are you carrying? Did I see more dates for sort of January, February, April? You're going to be over again.
Yeah, we'll be back in UK in January or in February. Yeah, during that like sort of. There.
How long is the set when you're on stage for? Is it sort of 2:45 minutes or 2 hours?
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Well, like in Brighton, I think we are going to play like over an hour or something. It's really different.
It depends.
So don't forget, they're touring at the moment. You can find out loads more at the band if you go to their website, which is all the W's, grandmothercorn.com. They're also on all social media. You won't find another of you guys. That's a good name as well, isn't it?
That's actually something that we were thinking about when we named the band.
You won't get Grandmother Corn 1 or 2 or 3. Yeah. You don't get that. Do you all have full-time jobs as well to sort of supplement what you're doing, or are you just doing the music?
Well, I think like it's at least mentally we are just doing the music, and then that's like the main thing for us. But we all have something else where we get like a little bit of money.
Yeah.
Like Pan has a work, and then all of us, like everybody else, is in school, and
That's why it's important, folks, to buy music. Yeah. Because otherwise you get fantastic bands like this can't afford to do touring or recording, which is notoriously very expensive. Although you'll have your own studio, and I have 2 MTR-90s in a garage.
Who knew? Okay.
they don't work at the moment, but they could do if they're refurbished. I say this to every band that comes in, always go, oh, I've got 2 MTR-90s, and most of them go, what's an MTR-90? But you know.
Yeah.
Because you recorded on tape. There we go. Yeah. Very heavy they are, but you'd need about 5 people to lift them, though.
Yeah, that's true. But that's why there are 5 people in the band.
There we go. Whisked out straight away. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming in. Can we end on a song?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. And actually, this is also one of the singles from the new album. And I believe this is the first track on the album. And it's called Hello You.
So don't forget, this is from the album Don't Look Back. Brilliant band. Check them out. Go and see them if you're in London tonight, or if you're down in Brighton, you're listening over that way. And they will be back end of the year or in January, coming back again to do another tour.
Oh, definitely.
Lovely.
Yeah, and actually, all of these songs that we have played now, you can find already from Spotify. So, yeah.
Brilliant. Lovely. Thank you very much, guys. Here we go, ending on a track. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Hello, you. Yes, this came out of the blue. Like the notorious scene at rainy Broadway. And hello you, yesterday after 2, I was about to tell you what I should have told before. This ain't just a note to you, but I don't mind if you hear that there too. Hello. This is enough to soothe me. And hello you, I bet I looked like a fool when I got those laces off my shoes to get them off my feet. This ain't just a note to you, but I don't care if you hear that there too. and hello you. Like the sides of a swimming pool, I will always be there around you. This ain't just an ode to you, but I don't mind if you hear that there too. This ain't just an ode to you, ode to you, but I don't care if you hear that there too.